The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Moneyman Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Cheer Chevrolet, Three Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, the presents have been opened, the stockings emptied, and more than likely, over the last few weeks, notches on people's belts have been loosened a couple of notches, but the Christmas holiday break has come and gone, and it is time to get back to business as hockey returns. Good afternoon, everyone, from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on the campus of Middlebury College here in Middlebury, Vermont. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Zeman, the voice of the Panthers. Glad to be with you this afternoon as we bring you opening round action in the 2018 Middlebury Holiday Classic and a game featuring the Wildcats of Johnson and Wales University and the Panthers of Middlebury College. Thank you for joining us on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network as the Middlebury College Panthers resume their season after the Christmas holiday break with non-conference action in this weekend's tournament. This is the fifth home game of the season for the Panthers, who come into the game at 4-3-1 overall and in fourth place, in the NESCAC Conference. And for the Wildcats, they enter this afternoon's game at 3-7-2 overall, holding down 10th place in their conference, and that is the New England Hockey Conference. Now, although this weekend's tournament is non-conference play and doesn't have any bearing on conference standings for either team, these games are still important. And the reason, coming back from a lengthy break, games like this allow you to get back into the groove, if you will, and make sure that you're doing the little things right. It also allows you to try some new things, and we'll see that today with the Panthers, who have juggled their lines a little bit. Obviously, both teams would like to win, not only today, but also tomorrow as well. But I think for the Panthers, it is actually more important in this weekend's games that the team is playing well, that it plays its game and gets some momentum for when conference play resumes. And for the Panthers, that is next week with games on the road against Wesleyan and Trinity. When we come back, we'll talk about last year's tournament and what the Wildcats and Panthers have done so far this season. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Cut the trucks and the deals during our big finish event at the number one selling Ram truck dealer all of New England.
Right here in Burlington, Vermont, we sold more Ram trucks than any other dealer in New England during the past 7 years. At Goss, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebates, great lease specials, and we have a massive inventory of the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
Lease a new 2019 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 for only $179 a month. That's right, only $179 a month for a four-wheel drive quad cab Ram.
Just call, click, or visit. We'll make getting into your cool new Ram fast and easy so you can drive away today. But hurry, our big finish event ends December 31st.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today. Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at gosscars.com.
Lease quote for 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, with $38.79 cash or trade equity down, plus tax, title, dock, and reg to all qualified lessees. Must have a competitive lease and household to qualify, and lease with Chrysler Capital. See salesperson for details about our $1,000 new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, 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 go.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the beautiful campus of Middlebury College. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman with you on the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. Well, following the Christmas holiday break, college hockey returns for most teams, and for our purposes, that includes the Wildcats at Johnson and Wales University and the Middlebury College Panthers. And as I mentioned earlier in the pregame show, although this weekend's games are non-conference action, both teams looking to get in the win column today, generate some momentum, and punch their ticket to the Holiday Classic Championship round tomorrow afternoon against either Hobart or the University of New England, who will play later this afternoon here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And regardless of whether the Panthers win or lose today, whatever game they're in tomorrow, the consolation game, which would be at 1 o'clock, or the championship game at 4 o'clock, we will have the coverage of either of those games right here on WVTK. Now, as for the Panthers, they are certainly hoping to recapture some magic from last year and replicate last year's efforts, which was to capture the tournament championship. They upset third-ranked Oswego State 4-3 in the championship game here at the Kenyon Arena on December 31st. And in that contest, the Panthers' Mitch Allen scored his second goal of the game, 2:29 remaining to give the Panthers the tournament's crown. Trevor Turnbull and David Bellucci also scored for the Panthers, while goaltender Stephen Klein made 34 saves in the win, and Middlebury had shut out St. Michael's College 4-0 the day before to advance to the title game. And for the Panthers, it was a weekend where they played probably their best hockey of last season in a year that really didn't have the results that they had hoped for. But regardless, the Panthers won the tournament, and they are hoping to do it again. And as for what these two teams have done so far this season, the Wildcats come into this weekend's play in 10th place in the New England Hockey Conference, hoping to break a two-game losing streak. Their last two games, a 7-3 loss to Skidmore on December 7th and a 6-1 loss to the Statesmen of Hobart on December 8th. And both of those losses for the Wildcats were at home. Now, as for the Panthers, they return from the Christmas break in 4th place in the NESCAC. They're also hoping to return to the win column after going 0-1-1 in their last two games. Middlebury dropped a tough 4-3 decision to Hamilton on December 7th and then played Amherst to a 3-3 draw on December 8th. Both of those games played here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And in the loss to Hamilton, the Panthers rallied from a 3-1 deficit as Michael Fahey scored twice and Jimmy McKee also lit the lamp, but they fell short as the Continentals scored with 3 seconds left to grab that win. And then the next day in the tie against Amherst, it was the Mammoths who rallied from a 3-1 deficit to grab the draw. The Panthers took the lead on goals by Alex Lee, Kamil Tkachuk, and Michael Fahey, but the Mammoths tied the game at 13:25 of the third period, and that is how things stayed. As they've gotten all season so far from whoever's been in net, the Panthers got strong goaltending in both of those games from freshman Adam Wisko, who we will see today. He made 25 stops against Hamilton and then 38 more against Amherst. And when all is said and done, what it comes down to this afternoon is two teams who would both like to win the game to get the next segment of their season off to a good start. And as to which team will succeed in that endeavor, we will have to wait and see. When we come back, we'll take a look at some stats, the keys for today's game, and the starting lineups. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
Ernie Galarza at Della Mitsubishi Plattsburgh. This message is for business owners looking for that deal you just can't pass up. Mitsubishi just announced their new fleet program, and it's a stunner. Want some numbers? Here they are. Save up to $8,000 off MSRP on 2019 Outlanders, $5,500 off MSRP on 2019 Eclipses, $4,500 off 2019 Mirages. These are huge discounts, and they're on our hottest sellers. Don't have a Mitsubishi fleet account? We can get you one. Most businesses need to spend money before year's end. So, if you want the best value for your money, you need to contact our fleet department at Della Mitsubishi. Call Jim Goss at 518-324-3327 and ask about the fleet discount. Or visit us online at DellaMitsubishi.com. Whatever you do, don't miss this opportunity to save thousands of dollars on brand new Mitsubishis for your business. Limited time offer. Discounts include $6,500 fleet on Outlander, $4,500 Eclipse, $4,000 Mirage. Minimum of two vehicles must be sold to a business with MMNA fleet number.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Got the trucks and the deals during our Big Finish event at the number one selling Ram truck dealer in all of New England.
Right here in Burlington, Vermont, we sold more Ram trucks than any other dealer in New England during the past 7 years. At Goss, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebates, and great lease specials in a massive inventory of over 75 heavy-duty Rams. Check out the deals on these three-quarter ton and one-ton pickups.
Save a minimum of 12% off MSRP on all in-stock new 2018 Ram 2500 and 3500 model pickup trucks. That's right, 12% off MSRP.
Just call, click, or visit, and we'll make getting in in your cool new Ram, fast and easy, so you can drive away today. But hurry, our big finish event ends December 31st.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today. Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at gosscars.com.
MSRP is the manufacturer's suggested retail price, not necessarily the price paid by the average consumer. See salesperson for details about our $1,000 new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, 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 go.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Seaman with you on the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. It is the opening round of the 2018 Middlebury Holiday Classic, and in Game 1, the Wildcats of Johnson and Wales University getting ready to tangle with the Panthers of Middlebury College, who are the defending tournament champions, winning it all last year. Game 2 later today, the Statesmen of Hobart College will dance with the New England College Pilgrims, and the winner will play tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in the tournament championship. Time to take a look at some of the stats and the keys for this afternoon's game for both teams. First, for the Johnson and Wales University Wildcats, they come into today's game at 3-7-2 overall, 1-6-1 in their conference, 10th place in the New England Hockey Conference. They are a team that does not score a lot of goals, only 1.75 per game, and they do give up a lot, almost double, 3.51. Their power play, not good, 3-for-53 on the season, 5.7%. Penalty kill, 42-for-53, 79.2%. They don't take a ton of shots, only 25 per game, and they do give up a lot, 36.75 shots per game. They are 0-4-1 at home and much better on the road, 3-3-1. The keys for the Wildcats today, number one, work on special teams. Through 12 games, the Wildcats have had 53 power play opportunities and have scored only 3 times. That is not good. The Panthers are a team that has gotten into penalty trouble this year, so if the Wildcats can get on the board on the power play, it will help them have a much better chance to win this game. Number two, play a good road game. Sometimes in hockey, teams play better on the road. And for the Wildcats, they have been much better in road games than on home ice. They are 0-4-1 at home and 3-3-1 on the road. And a lot of times, being a former player, I can tell you, playing on the road is actually easier, a lot less distractions. And if the Wildcats can get shots, draw the Panthers into penalties, and convert on the power play, they will have a great chance to win this game. Now, as for the Panthers, they come in at 4-3-1 overall. 3-2-1 in the conference, fourth place in the NESCAC. They score goals, 3.38 per game. They give up 2.62. Their power play, 4-for-24 on the season, 16.7%. Their penalty kill, something they need to work on, 34-for-45, 75.6%. They do take a lot of shots, 32.1, but they do give them up as well, also 32.1. They are 2-1-1 at home and 2-2 on the road. As for the keys for the Panthers, number one, continue to distribute the scoring. Through 8 games, Middlebury is second in the NESCAC, scoring 3.38 goals per game, and the Panthers are getting contributions from everyone. Their top 5 scorers, Michael Fahey, Camille Kachuk, Zach Shapiro, Emac Bentley, and Owen Powers, have accounted for 19 goals and 18 assists for 37 points. Number two, reduce the penalties. At times this season, the Panthers have taken penalties, and that has hurt them. They have given up 11 goals in 45 attempts, which is a 24.4% success rate for opponents on the power play. And for the Panthers to be successful, even though the Wildcats do not have a great power play, which is at only 5.7%, the Panthers need to work on not giving opponents so many man advantages. Those are the keys for today's game, and now the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Johnson and Wales University Wildcats. Starting in goal from Pequog, New York, number one, sophomore Mike Rockwell. On left defense from Brookfield, Connecticut, number eight, sophomore Craig Hesenius. On right defense from Bronxville, New York, number 14, senior Mike Rodriguez. And up front, at left wing from Cumberland, Rhode Island, number 20, freshman Jake Glad. On the right side, from Old Westbury, New York, number 15, junior Matt Bernat. And at center, number 9, senior Chad Guderian. the starting lineup for the Johnson & Wales University Wildcats. The Wildcats are coached by James LaCour, and the assistant coach is Lou Santini. And now the starting lineups for your Middlebury College Panthers. Starting in goal from Peterborough, Ontario, number one, freshman Adam Wisco. At left defense from Marion, Massachusetts, number three, junior Brett Dineen. At right defense from Darien, Connecticut, number six, senior Jimmy McKee. Up front, from Weston, Massachusetts, number 29, sophomore Charlie Parsons. At right wing, from Clifton Park, New York, number 26, junior Mitch Allen. And at center, from Cohasset, Massachusetts, number 77, freshman Cole Jocelyn. The Panthers are coached by Neil Sinclair and assisted by Nick Bigaman. We're going to take a break here for the playing of the national anthems. And when we come back, opening round action of the 2018 Middlebury Holiday Classic between the Wildcats of Johnson and Wales University and the Middlebury College Panthers. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big, bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
They're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. We are just about a minute and a half away from opening round action in the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. The Panthers getting ready to take on the Wildcats from Johnson and Wales University. And as Yogi Berra used to say, the Panthers are hoping for deja vu all over again. They won this tournament last year, beating Oswego State 4-3 in the title game, and hoping to recapture some of that magic again today in this first period. The Panthers will be skating from left to right in their home white jerseys. And as for the Wildcats, they'll be skating from right to left in blue jerseys with white numerals that resemble the Toronto Maple Leafs jerseys. So the goaltenders are ready. The officials are ready, and we are just about 30 seconds away from opening round action. And again, later today, Hobart taking on the University of New England in the second game in this opening round action. The consolation game will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock here at the Chipkinen 85 Arena, and the championship game will be at 4. We're just about ready for action. The face-off, Guderian against Powers, won by Guderian back into the Wildcat zone. It's taken by Rodriguez, sent up to Glad for Johnson and Wales, dumped in, taken by McKee as it comes into the Middlebury zone. Dineen along the far side boards, sent back around by Guderian, and up and off the boards, and it scoots out of the zone, back into neutral ice where Guderian takes it again and drives it in. A shot on Wisco, he holds on. 19:31 left to play, first period. Middlebury and Johnson and Wales scoreless from the Chipkinen 85 Arena. Opening round action in the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. The face-off to the left of Wisco. Brian Colburn taking the face-off against Owen Powers. Won by Powers into the corners. Back for Dawson, who sends it up, and it goes out into neutral ice. Connor Breen with it. The left circle sends it across to his partner, Brendan Dawson. Dawson up to Zach Shapiro, who brings it into the Wildcat zone in the right corner. Colburn sends it around to Connor Cassidy, who's got it along the boards. He skies it up and out into neutral ice. It comes back where Dawson takes it in the Middlebury defensive zone. Back to Breen. Breen gets it up to Shapiro, who dumps it in into the zone where it is taken by Kevin McDonald, who sends it up and out to Brian Colburn. Colburn sends it into the Panthers zone behind Wisco, taken by Dawson, who skates up the left side, up and out. Comes back into the zone, off the boards. And goaltender Mike Rockwell has to come out and play it. It's taken by Camille Kachuk, who tries to center it, but no one home. Camille Finberg for the Wildcats sends it out into neutral ice, driven back in by Spencer Cage for the Panthers. Back in the zone, Alex Lee now along the left boards. Behind the Wildcats goaltender, Kachuk looking to center it, but it's sent out by Graham Day. Lee racing back into the Middlebury defensive zone behind Wisco, up to Brett Pastor, who was trying to get a play set up there. Into the zone, dumped in behind Rockwell. It is taken by Anthony Scarsella. Back behind the Wildcat netminder, up the right side boards. It's into the Middlebury defensive zone. Ryan Ash with the puck now for Middlebury. Behind Wisco. It's taken by Alex Heinrichs. Joey Pacini dumping it into the Wildcat zone. And here come the Wildcats. A long pass up to Victor Carlson. Carlson in. Nice job by Breen, forcing him outside. A pass from Nick Pezza to Stefan Rocchio. Sticked into the corner by Wisco, and is taken by Connor Breen, who brings it over the red line and shoots it in. Into the near side corner. Jocelyn into the corner. He's got Mitch Allen with him, tied up along the boards. Asenius breaking up that play. It's taken now by Carlson, who skates along the left side right in front of the Wildcat bench. Dumps it into the Middlebury zone, where it's taken quickly by Dawson, using his speed to bring it up. He's got Allen with him. No one at the right point, and it comes up and out. He was looking for Jocelyn, and as it comes out, Brett Pastor comes back to play it, and the Panthers will change. Puck comes along the board to Allen on the left side from the circle. Shot, save by Rockwell. And he will hold on. 16:32 left to play first period. Middlebury and Johnson and Wales, the Wildcats, scoreless from the Chipkinen 85 Arena. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Chad Guderian. To the right of Rockwell, won by Guderian, back into the corner, taken by Powers along the boards. A pair of number nines match up there. Zach Shapiro in the far side corner skies it up. He gets it to Dineen, who keeps it in. And the Wildcats will have to retreat behind their net to set it up as Kevin McDonald looks to get it up and out of the zone. Sends it across to Guderian along the left side. He'll dump it in behind Wisco, taken by Dineen. And it's skied out by Brett Pastor into the Wildcat zone, taken by Trevor Mormont behind his goaltender. Powers has it circling in the near corner. Centered in front, shot saved by Rockwell. A nice job by Matt Danner getting a shot on goal there, getting that play set up. Another shot that, from the point, it was Ash trying to get Danner's deflection there. It's in the near side corner. Shapiro with it now. Mormont in the far side corner. He cannot get it out. The Panthers get it back to the point. Over to Cage. Cage with a shot. That one goes wide. He was looking for Shapiro. Michael Fahey driving it around. And the Wildcats finally able to get it out, but it's kept in the neutral zone by Cage, who brings it in. He's got Fahey. Fahey in the left circle. He's got Lee in front. Cage with it again. Fahey back to the point. He's looking for Breen with a drive, and that one just goes wide. All the way around, back to Cage at the left point. He sends it back in. Taken by McDonald, who sends it around. A Panther goes down, no call. Lee with it again. Can't hold it in, and he loses it to Connor Bechtel. Bechtel in the Panthers' defensive zone on the left side, broken up by Middlebury, and here they come. Skating right in front of the bench, Brendan Dawson with a shot. That one is wide. Into the corner, kept in by Kachuk. A shot back into the near side corner now. Taken by Satie. Over to Finberg. And out. Through neutral ice. Icing waved off. They're going to say that was tipped back into the left corner where Dawson takes it. Dawson sends it up and out. He's got Danny Tai. Tai in the right corner looking for Heinrichs. Taken away by Satie, and here they come. It's Satie, Scarsella, and Day into the Middlebury zone, broken up by the Panthers, and here they come. Jimmy McKee has got Joey Pacini with him, and the Panthers will get a change here. Mike Rodriguez for the Wildcats. It's centered in front. Shot save Rockwell. Nice shift here by the Panthers. Charlie Parsons doing a nice job. Getting pressure on that there. Driven back in by McKee as the Panthers will get a change on defense. Rodriguez back for the Wildcats. Skies it up and out. Jocelyn gets a stick on that. And back into the Wildcats defensive zone. And we'll get a whistle. 13:20 left to play first period. Middlebury and Johnson Wales scoreless. Opening round action in the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic here from the Chip Canyon 85 Arena. Four shots on goal for the Panthers, two for the Wildcats. His faceoff to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. Stefan Rocchio taking the faceoff for the Wildcats against Jocelyn. One by Jocelyn, back behind Wisco, where it's taken by Mitch Allen off the boards. And driven in by Charlie Parsons as the Panthers get a change here. Rodriguez back in the near side corner for the Wildcats. Skating through the left circle. A long pass. He gets it over to Pezza. Pezza in on Wisco. He goes down. No call there. The puck still in the right corner. Rocchio with it, trying to get it up and out, and he's not able to do it as the Panthers break it up. Sent in by Mitch Allen. Danner has it behind the net. He goes down. Pezza with it in the far side corner, and here come the Wildcats. Hesenius on the left side, breaking into the Middlebury zone. It's broken up by Breen. Powers now in the left corner. Sends it around to Dawson. Dawson and Breen, a defensive pairing. A long pass from Dawson to Shapiro. A nice pass by Dawson. Broken up, though, by the Wildcats' defense. And the puck comes back into neutral ice. A two-on-one here. Kachuk, shot saved by Rockwell. Kachuk with a good shot off the front foot. And Rockwell flashing the leather there and making a nice stop to keep this game scoreless. 12:11 left to go. First period scoreless between the Panthers and Wildcats. The faceoff to the right of goaltender Mike Rockwell. Michael Fahey taking the faceoff against Anthony Scarsella. Won by Scarsella, and here they come. They change now. Matt Bernat on the left side. It's centered in front. Guderian looking to put that one home, broken up by the Panthers. And taken by the Panthers defense up and out. Now into neutral ice. Kevin McDonald has it. McDonald trying to drive it in, and the Wildcats are offsides. So we'll get a whistle and do that again. 11:44 left to play first period. Scoreless between the Panthers and Wildcats. Is face-off right outside the Middlebury defensive zone, right in front of the Wildcats bench. Brian Colburn taking the face-off against Danny Tye. Won by Colburn. Back to McDonald, who drives it in. A save by Wisco and taken by the Panthers defense. And Spencer Cage drives it up and out. And that will be icing. And as mentioned in the pregame show, the Panthers juggling their lines a little bit today. Alex Lee is usually a defenseman playing left wing. And the Panthers moving things around on the forward lines. More on that in a minute. The faceoff to the right of Wisco. One back to the point where McDonald with a drive saved by Wisco. It's loose in front. Broken up. Back to the point. McDonald cannot hold it in. And here comes Alex Heinrichs sending it in. Heinrichs has got Danny Tye with him. Heinrichs in the right corner. Centers it. Back to the point. Pastor into the far side corner. Pastor with a wrist shot. Oh, and I think Pacini got part of a deflection on that one. It went wide. And the puck comes into the Middlebury defensive zone. Connor Bechtel. Shot that goes wide. Centers it to Colburn. Another shot that is wide and driven into the right corner. And it's taken by Brett Pastor, who will settle things down up and out off the boards. And it comes out. Back to Tal Finberg, who sends it across to his partner, Jordan Stone. Over to Ryan Settee. Back into the Panthers as they attack. A shot saved by Rockwell. He doesn't know where it is. It's loose in front. Play in front. Here comes Dawson. Dawson using his speed to set up that play. He can definitely motor. Dawson all the way around the net. Mike Rockwell made a big save there, but he didn't know where the puck was. Fortunately, his defense bailed him out. And a tremendous hit there along the boards by Ryan Settee on one of the Panthers. And Settee gets the favor returned as Connor Breen sends him flying. And the puck driven into the Wildcats defensive zone. Finberg and Stone back for the Wildcats on defense. It is Rocchio, Carlson, and Pezza, the forwards, taken away by Shapiro, who brings it into the Wildcats defensive zone. Danner, Powers, and Shapiro in the left corner. Shapiro, center, a drive! And that one is saved by Rockwell. A nice shot there by Brett Dineen. Sticked into the corner by Rockwell. Taken by Danner as the puck brought out of the Middlebury defensive zone. Shapiro dumps it in, and I imagine that the Panthers will change here. Not yet, though. Austin Withycombe for the Wildcats. Sends it back into his defensive zone, and Mike Rodriguez, the senior defenseman for the Wildcats, with it now, sending the puck into the Middlebury defensive zone, off the boards, up and out, where Alex Lee drives it back in, and I think that's going to be icing. And it's waved off along the boards. Withycombe up and out. Sends it to Hessenius. Over to Guderian. Guderian centering it in front. No one home. And it comes up and out. Rodriguez has to go back to neutralize. Driving it back in. And it's set in on Wisco. And that puck was deep in his pads. He wasn't exactly sure where that was. So he did the smart thing and held on. 8:23 left to go in an exciting first period so far. Both goaltenders playing well. 9 shots for Middlebury, 5 for Johnson and Wales. This face-off to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. Danny Tye taking the face-off against Chad Guderian. Won by Tye back into the corner, the left corner, where the Wildcats have it. And they're cycling the puck. They get it over to Pacini, who is able to get that over to Heinrichs, who brings it in, and the Panthers are offsides. 8:04 left to go first period. Middlebury and Johnson and Wales scoreless. Opening round action. The 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. It's Middlebury College, Johnson and Wales, the University of New England, and Hobart getting together for the tournament today. Ty taking the faceoff against Guderian again. Won by Ty, driven back in by Breen. Momot for the Wildcats sends it up and out. Taken by the Panthers. Heinrichs has it. He'll send it back into his defensive zone as the Panthers go to get things set up here. They're behind their net. And it's brought up and out. Dawson sends it up looking for Heinrichs. That's broken up. And the Wildcats send it back in. Momot had driven that into the zone, and the Panthers bring it out. Heinrichs sends it in, and they think the Panthers are going to change here. Partial change, anyway. Brought in by Connor Cassidy in the left corner. Sends that around. It's broken up by Dineen. Dineen looking for Heinrichs. Heinrichs with a long pass. He was actually looking for Jocelyn. And Rockville sends it. Long pass down over to Colburn, who lets a shot go that is waffled into the corner by Wisco. But they're going to say that the Wildcats were offsides. 7:06 left to play first period. Middlebury and Johnson and Wales scoreless. Faceoff coming back into the Wildcats defensive zone to the left of goaltender Mike Rockwell, who's played well so far this afternoon. Jocelyn taking the faceoff for the Panthers against Anthony Scarsella. One by Jocelyn. He was looking for Mitch Allen. Gets back to Spencer Cage. Back into Allen, around to Jocelyn. Jocelyn in the left corner. Back to Allen. Back to the point to Pastor, who's above the circles. A wrist shot. That one is deflected. Over the net, taken by Allen in the left corner. Nice pass over to Pastor with a drive. And Rockwell got part of that with his glove. I don't know if the other part hit the post, but it went up and out. And so we will get a whistle. I'll tell you what. Freshman defenseman Brett Pastor has had played a pretty strong game so far, getting a lot of ice time this period and playing very well. He's had a couple of good shots this period, utilizing the good wrist shot that he has. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for the Panthers. He's taking that against Glott, who was kicked out of the faceoff circle, replaced by Connor Bechtel. It's won by Powers, but it comes out of the zone. And Breen has it. A long pass over to Powers on the left side. He was looking for Shapiro. Nice play by the Wildcats' Jordan Stone to break that up. The puck now behind Rockwell into a pinching Breen. Back to Powers. Powers behind Rockwell looking for someone to pass it to. Stone on him. Puck taken away by Steven Rocchio. A long pass. It's Carlson, Rocchio, and Pezza, the attackers for the Wildcats. Breen and Dawson, the defenders for Middlebury. Zach Shapiro, Owen Powers, and Danner, the forwards for Middlebury. Shapiro circling as the Panthers are in a change here. Fahey with a shot, saved by Rockwell. Saved by Rockwell. In the far side corner, Shapiro still with it. Back to Ash. Ash with a wrist shot. It's loose in front, and it is taken away by Pezza, driven back in by the Panthers. Fahey over to Lee, looking to center it in front. It was Tkachuk trying to get that centered, broken up by the defense of the Wildcats. Tkachuk with it again. A shot. That one was over the net. Comes up, but a nice job by McKee to keep that in. Able to get that back to Lee, back to Fahey. Fahey looking for someone to pass it to, straddling the blue line. He sends it in to Tkachuk. Between the circles, a shot. That one went wide. A shot by Fahey, and he scores! Michael Fahey on the right side, getting the rebound and roofing it over a prone Mike Rockwell. 14:58 of the first period. It is 1-0 Middlebury. The Panthers working hard on that shift. The Panthers doing everything right there, working hard, not giving up on the play. We'll get the official call for you in just a second, but the Panthers are up 1-0. Danny Tye taking the face off against Guderian. Won by Guderian, but it scoots back into his defensive zone where it's taken by Pacini. The Panthers' fourth line out there right now of Pacini, Tye, and Heinrichs. And using their energy here, Pacini doing a great job keeping it in. It finally scoots out, though. And Glad racing along the right side. He's in on Wisco. Poke check by the Panthers goaltender. Nice job there, broken up. Although the Wildcats still have it in the zone. They've got their top line of Glad, Guderian, and Bernard out there right now. Guderian sends it back behind the net. Being held along the boards by Cage. And it's still in the left corner. Back to Glad, back to the point. Taken by Cage. And right now the official scorer has that. The goal by Michael Fahey, unassisted at 14:58 of the period. We'll see if that changes. The puck now into neutral ice. A long pass over to Bechtel. Bechtel in front. A shot. What a save by Wisco. Bechtel got the puck over to Connor Cassidy, who tried to roof it. And for Wisco, no sale. Probably his best save of the game. Goaltender Adam Wisco robbing Connor Cassidy on the right side. This faceoff to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. It's Jocelyn against Colburn. Won by Jocelyn, and he sends it up and out. Charlie Parsons dumping it in deep. The puck now in the right corner. Jocelyn with it in the right circle. He still has it. Jocelyn doing a good job staying on that puck. Taken by Mitch Allen. Allen on the far side wall, able to keep it in. Back to the point. Dawson in the circle. Using his speed to keep it away from the defense of the Wildcats. And here they come. Connor Cassidy getting it into Finberg. The play broken up by the Panthers, and here they come. Owen Powers racing along the right side by the right circle. A shot. And a save by a pinching. Brett Pastor got a shot off that Rockwell made the save on. And the puck now deep in the Middlebury defensive zone in the left corner. Graham Day sending it around, and the Panthers able to get it out. Pastor dumping it in. Shapiro, Powers, and Danner now for Middlebury. Sent around back to the point where Ash sends a shot in. That's sent into the left corner by Rockwell. Taken away by Fahey in the left corner. Fahey looking to pass it to someone. Able to get that to Pastor. Shot, save, Rockwell. And the puck comes up and out. And the puck goes up and in into the left corner. Alex Lee with the puck for the Panthers. And it comes up and out. Michael Fahey sending it back to Brendan Dawson. Dawson up to Cage, who drives it in. It comes out of the zone. Fahey waiting for his teammates to get onside. He skies it in. We're down to 1:20 left to go in the first period. 1-0 Middlebury. Kamil Tkachuk circling behind the Wildcats goaltender Rockwell. Panthers still with it. Lee with it now. Lee to Breen. A pinching Breen. Centers it in front. Saved by Rockwell. Back to the point. Powers with a shot. Save Rockwell. Up. And it is taken by Settee, who skies it up and out. Connor Breen has it. Last minute to play in the period. Brendan Dawson bringing it in on the left side. Behind Rockwell, he centers it to Jocelyn. That one just wide. Jocelyn still with it. The Panthers doing a great job here with pressure. We've got a Panther down, and we'll get a whistle. And it's the Panthers' Brendan Dawson in the right corner. I don't know if he just lost his footing, but We have a whistle here. 38.7 seconds left to go in the first period. Middlebury all over Johnson and Wales in this opening round game that they're playing against the Johnson and Wales University Wildcats. Middlebury out shooting the Wildcats 15-6 and really playing very, very well this period. Fortunately, Dawson is up under his own power, skating back to the bench. And fortunately, he is okay. Want to get you the official call on the Middlebury goal, which came at 14:58 of the period. It's going to be Michael Fahey. That is his eighth goal of the season. Fahey, the Panthers' leading scorer now with 11 points. The assist to Camille Kachuk and number 68, Spencer Cage. That goal coming at 14:58 of the first period, making it 1-0 Middlebury. Face-off just outside the Wildcat zone. Taken by Withycum. He drives it in back behind Wisco into the right corner. Taken by Dineen. Back to the point. And a shot from McDonald. That is blockered into his glove by Wisco. And he'll hold on for a faceoff. 18.5 seconds left to go in period number one. Middlebury leading this game 1-0. Michael Fahey getting his eighth goal of the year, putting the Panthers on the board. This faceoff to the right of Wisco. Owen Powers, I believe, is going to be taking the faceoff for the Panthers here. Although the Wildcats are having some discussion. I'm not exactly sure about what. Now the officials are congregating here. We'll see what this is about. But we'll set this up for you. Actually, you know what it was? They were trying to decide if they were going to put more time on the clock, and they did. They put about 1.8 seconds back, so 20.5 seconds left. Guderian taking the faceoff against Powers, won by Powers, who has done a good job on faceoff this afternoon. He gets it up and out. Driven into the Wildcats defensive zone. Kachuk sends it into neutral ice. And Glad will drive it back in, but that is going to do it. After 20 minutes of play, the Panthers lead this one 1-0. When we come back, we will recap first period action. 1-0 Middlebury after 20 minutes of play. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Ernie Galarza at Dell Mitsubishi Plattsburgh. This message is for business owners looking for that deal you just can't pass up. Mitsubishi just announced their new fleet program, and it's a stunner. Want some numbers? Here they are. Save up to $8,000 off MSRP on 2019 Outlanders, $5,500 off MSRP on 2019 Eclipses, $4,500 off 2019 Mirages. These are huge discounts, and they're on our hottest sellers. Don't have a Mitsubishi fleet account? We can get you one. Most businesses need to spend money before year's end. So, if you want the best value for your money, you need to contact our fleet department at Della Mitsubishi. Call Jim Goss at 518 324-3327 and ask about the fleet discount. Or visit us online at DellaMitsubishi.com. Whatever you do, don't miss this opportunity to save thousands of dollars on brand new Mitsubishis for your business. Limited time offer. Discounts include $6,500 fleet on Outlander, $4,500 Eclipse, $4,000 Mirage. Minimum of two vehicles must be sold to a business with MMNA fleet number.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College between periods 1 and 2 with the Panthers leading the Johnson & Wales University Wildcats 1-0. The Panthers out shooting Johnson & Wales 12-10 in this first period. No penalties for either team, but an exciting first period as the Panthers firing 12 shots on goal. And the Wildcats netminder Mike Rockwell making 11 saves. And for the Panthers, goaltender Adam Wisko stopping all 10 that were sent on him. And the one shot that eluded Rockwell came at 14:58 of the first period when the Panthers' Michael Fahey got Middlebury on the board. Able to get that back to Lee, back to Fahey. Fahey looking for someone to pass it to, straddling the blue line. He sends it in to Tkachuk. Between the circles, a shot. That one went wide. A shot by Fahey, and he scores! Michael Fahey on the right side, getting the rebound and roofing it over a prone Mike Rockwell. 14:58 of the first period. It is 1-0 Middlebury. And for Fahey, his eighth goal of the season. The assist to number 38, Keith Tkachuk, and number 68, Spencer Cage. Again, that goal coming at 14:58 of the period. And that is all the scoring that we had after the first 20 minutes of play. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. 1-0 Middlebury at the end of 20 minutes. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey, the intermission report on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours. On Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where after 20 minutes of play, a Michael Fahey goal giving the Panthers a 1-0 lead in opening round action of the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. And again, this is the opening round action. Later today, the University of New England will be taking on Hobart, and the winner of this game will play the winner of that game in the championship game tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the consolation game at 1 o'clock here on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Assuming wherever Middlebury is, we will have the game, whether it's a consolation or the championship round action, and we certainly hope it is the championship round action. A couple of other games in the NESCAC, or NESCAC teams playing, actually. These are non-conference games. At 7 o'clock tonight, Williams is going to be taking on Oswego State. That game in Oswego. And the other game tonight, Trinity taking on Wisconsin Superior. That game also at 7 o'clock. The NHL scoreboard, the Fire and Ice Restaurant, out-of-town NHL scoreboard for this afternoon. At the end of the first period, the Carolina Hurricanes and the New Jersey Devils are scoreless. Some of the other games that are going on this afternoon, the Golden Knights at the Kings, the Sharks at the Oilers, the Wild at the Jets, the Bruins and Sabres, Islanders at the Maple Leafs, Capitals at Senators, the Canadiens taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Flyers taking on the Panthers, the Penguins and Blues, Rangers and Predators, Red Wings and Stars, Blackhawks and Avalanche, and some of the late games, the Coyotes and Ducks, and the Canucks taking on the Calgary Flames. 20 minutes after the first period, or 20 minutes gone, it is 1-0. Middlebury leading the Johnson and Wales University Wildcats. When we come back, we will preview second period action with the score after 1, Middlebury 1, and the Wildcats 0. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey, the intermission report on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, the campus of Middlebury College here in Middlebury, Vermont, opening round action. the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. Four teams vying for the title. Middlebury College, Johnson and Wales, the University of New England, and the Hobart Statesmen. The Statesmen taking on the University of New England at the 4 o'clock game later today. And again, the winner of this game will take on the winner of that game tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the championship. And the loser of this game will take on the loser of the late game at 1 o'clock in the consolation game. We'll have the Middlebury game, whichever one it is, tomorrow here on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. But after one period, a Michael Fahey goal, his eighth of the season from Kamil Tkachuk and Spencer Cage at 14:58 of the first period, giving Middlebury a 1-0 lead. 12 shots on goal for the Panthers, 10 for the Wildcats. And both goaltenders in that period for the Panthers, freshman goaltender Adam Wisco, and for the Wildcats, sophomore goaltender Mike Rockwell, playing very well. Rockwell with a little bit more work than Wisco, having to make some pretty big saves as the Panthers brought in some significant pressure during that period. And again, for the Panthers, they'd look to get this one in the win column and punch their ticket to the championship game tomorrow afternoon, which would be at 4 o'clock. And I really think, as I said during the pregame show, for the Panthers, the big thing is to be playing well. NESCAC conference action returns next week here on WVTK. Friday night, the Panthers will be taking on the Wesleyan Cardinals at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday at 4 o'clock, the Trinity College Bantams will be the Panthers' opponent. Both of those games on the road. And again, we will have coverage right here on WVTK. Just about a minute and 45 seconds left between periods 1 and 2. No carryover penalties, a very clean period. No penalties at all for either team. And again, no carryover of anything as we get ready to start the second period. And the Panthers with a 1-0 lead after 20 minutes of play. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network, brought to you in part this season by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services on South Main Street in Middlebury and Main Street in Castleton, caring, compassionate, and experienced professionals serving the community since the early 1900s, Three Squares Cafe, serving casual and creative cuisine 7 days a week on Main Street in Vergennes and online at threesquarescafe.com. Fire and Ice Restaurant. Fire and Ice Restaurant in Middlebury, a landmark dining house and museum with a 55-plus item salad bar and the best food and drink you'll find anywhere. And Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. And Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon for all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon. Getting ready for second period action, and in this period, the Panthers will be skating from right to left. The Wildcats from left to right. Goaltender Adam Wisco in his cage. Goaltender Mike Rockwell for the Wildcats in his cage. We are just about ready to go here. 12 shots on goal, and that stands for the Panthers, 10 for the Wildcats. And the Panthers on Michael Fahey's eighth goal of the season with a 1-0 lead after the first 20 minutes. Cole Jocelyn getting ready to take the faceoff for the Panthers against Chad Guderian for the Wildcats. They are settling in here. We are just about ready to go. The Panthers with Charlie Parsons, Cole Jocelyn, and Mitch Allen. While the Wildcats countering with Jake Glod, Chad Guderian, and Matt Bernoff. Blue liners for the Panthers are Brett Dineen and Jimmy McKee. And for the Wildcats, it will be Mike Rodriguez and Jordan Stone. Here we go. The faceoff won by Jocelyn and sent over to Mitch Allen, who drives it in into the right corner. Still back behind Rockwell. Now in the right corner. And it scoots out. And out into neutral ice, where it's driven back in by Jimmy McKee. Rockwell leaving it for Rodriguez. Still back behind the net. taken by Jordan Stone up around the boards and taken by Bernat, who brings it into the Middlebury defensive zone and pays a price. Big hit there by Dawson. Taken by Breen, who sends it up off the boards and out. Mitch Allen racing in, but is taken by Mormont for the Wildcats, being held along the boards. It scoots out on the long pass of the Panthers change. Danner, Powers, and Shapiro out there now. And it's taken by Mormont back behind his netminder, sent around. Ryan Colburn bringing it in. He drops it for Cassidy. Back to the point, a shot from Mormont. Deflected in front, shot! Loose in front by Colburn, saved by Wisco, and they put the rebound home. Puck loose in front, Wisco made the initial save. And at 1:23 of period two, the game is tied. Hard work in front by the Wildcats. Tying the game at one. That goal is going to be at 1:23 of the second period. And the game is tied. The face-off now at center ice. Michael Fahey taking it against Scarcella. Won by Scarcella. Send it to the Middlebury defensive zone. Fahey with it over to Spencer Lee. To Alex Lee, excuse me. And taken back by the Wildcats. They send it in the zone. That's into the netting. Hesenius sent it in, and it deflected off a stick into the netting. And so we will get a face-off. This one should come to the left of Wisco. And they're saying the goal by the Wildcats, Brian Colburn. We'll see if there's any additional assists handed out there, but right now it's unassisted at 1:23 of the second period. The Panthers send it up into neutral ice. It is taken by Hesenius, who's looking for Rocchio. Bounces back into the Middlebury defensive zone. And we're going to have an icing there. Face off to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. And it's going to be Michael Fahey taking the face off against Guderian. We have a whistle. And Guderian chased out of the faceoff circle, replaced by Bernat. Bernat wins a faceoff back to Guderian, back to the point for Rodriguez. A shot way wide, all the way around. Back to the point to Guderian, who's got it behind the net. He was looking to center it to Rodriguez, but it comes way out, and they've got to go all the way back down to get it. Puck brought into the zone by Glad. He's sent to the ice by Breen. Dumped in. Pacini looking to center. He was looking for Ty, broken up by the Wildcats. Brought up by Bernat. Walled by Breen. Over to Dawson. Into the corner. Taken by Bernat. Bernat in front. Backhand. That one goes over the net. Back in the left corner. Glad. Taken away by Dawson. Up to Breen. Breen over to Pacini. Pacini dumps it in. Rockwell did not know where that one was. Fortunately, his defenseman did. Trevor Mormont taking it. And Jocelyn has it now. He sends it up to Parsons. Parsons in. Shot. Save by Rockwell. It comes back in. And with Mitch Allen on the doorstep, Rockwell will hold on. And we'll get a faceoff. 16:25 left to play. Second period. Middlebury and Johnson Wales tied at one. 14 shots on goal for the Panthers. 12 for the Wildcats. This faceoff to the right of Rockwell. Jocelyn taking the faceoff of the Panthers against Scarcella. Won by Jocelyn into the left corner. Taken now by Parsons. Parsons, Jocelyn, and Allen for the Panthers. Jocelyn trying to get it to the right corner. A nice defensive play by the Wildcats, breaking it up, and it's sent up and out. Down into the zone. Icing waved off. Graham Day with it in the left corner. Down to the right corner. And we're going to have some penalties here. And Jocelyn for the Panthers and Satie for the Wildcats. So it looks like we'll be skating 4-on-4 here. Powers taking the faceoff against Guderian. Jocelyn and Satie with Miners. Powers kicked out of the faceoff circle. This faceoff to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. Dawson now in the right lower corner. Still with it. Trying to get it out. He loses it to Bernat. Shot save Wisco into the far side corner. Guderian has it. Taken again by Powers. Powers has got Dawson with him. Dawson stops on a dime at the right, at the left point. Sends it into the lower right corner. It's loose in front. It comes in on Rockwell. A couple of Panthers banging away there. And it was Zach Shapiro banging away there, and Rockwell able to hold on. And it looks like we're going to have some more penalties here. Shapiro and Stone in the box now. So we're waiting to get the call here. All right, the faceoff to the left of goaltender Mike Rockwell. It's going to be Fahey against Guderian, won by Guderian, and it comes out of the zone into neutral ice. Taken by Fahey, who skates right in front of the Middlebury bench, racing in. He's in the right corner. Centers it in front, shot by Kachuk. Saved by Rockwell, and it goes into the corner. And it's skied up. And back behind Rockwell. And the puck back into the Middlebury defensive zone where Wisco takes it and leaves it. And Pastor with a long pass deflected into the corner by Parsons. The Wildcats. Guderian taking it and bringing it up. Asenius brings it in, drives it in, saved by Wisco. Parsons along the far side boards. Over to McKee. Back to Parsons now behind Rockwell. And it comes into neutral ice. Taken by Asenius, dumped in as the Wildcats will change. Down to 13:43 in the second period. 1-1, Middlebury and Johnson and Wales. McDonald sends it in, broken up by Dawson. A long pass here. Powers and Heinrichs. Powers brings it in, looking for Heinrichs. Now he's also got Jocelyn. Gets it up to Satie. Shot save Wisco. And he will hold on. 13:19 left to go, second period. Middlebury and Johnson and Wales tied at one. Here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. 15 shots on goal for the Panthers, 14 for the Wildcats. This faceoff to the left of Wisco. A shot by Withycombe. Saved by Wisco, and it comes up and out. And the Panthers have iced the puck. Austin Withycombe with a shot that Wisco got a piece of. went off the boards and all the way out, and the Panthers are going to be called for icing here. So we'll do the face-off again. This time to the right of Wisco, it'll be Guderian against Fahey, won by Fahey. Back to Dawson. Dawson off the boards. Kachuk sends it in. And they're going to say that the Panthers have iced it again, so we'll come back and do it again. And after a series of end-to-end rushes and a lot of action, we've had some slow times here in the last couple of minutes. This face-off to the left of Wisco. It's going to be Rocchio taking the face-off against Fahey. Won by Fahey, although it's kept in by Bormott. Sends it in, taken by Dawson. Dawson's going to circle around in the corner. Send it off the boards. Taken by Rocchio, and we have a whistle. I think we're going to say we're going to have a hand pass there. Yep, so that'll be right outside the Panthers' defensive zone. Rocchio taking the face-off against Jocelyn. Won by Rocchio. Back to Rodriguez. Wisco takes that. Leaves it for Cage. Cage up to Parsons. Comes in. Parsons racing into the left corner. He takes it. Off the boards. Comes out. Cage racing back. Cage still with it in front of Wisco. A long pass to Parsons, who sends it back behind Rockwell. And Pastor drives it back in. Pastor leaves it for Jocelyn. Back to McKee. McKee with a wrist shot. Boy, and Rockwell didn't know where that one was either. He blockered it into his glove, and it dropped, and he was looking for it, not sure where it was. He was lucky the Panthers didn't put that one home there. Now in the left corner, Pacini has it, centering it in front. And Ty able to keep it in. Taken in the circle by Pacini. Pacini with the backhand, loose in front. And we have a whistle here. Boy, a lot of stuff after the whistle here, too. Rockwell has had some trouble in the last couple of minutes locating the puck after he's made the save. And the Panthers following up on the rebound there. We have a whistle, though. No, I don't think anything's going to come of this. And all the penalties, by the way, that we had earlier in this period, we had a couple of matching penalties, are all over. So 11:27 left to play second period. 1-1 Middlebury and Johnson in Wales. Back to the point. A nice play by Bretigny to keep it in. A face-off won by Powers, back to the point, and Dineen to his knees to keep it in. It comes back out, though, now in the Middlebury defensive zone into the left corner. Colburn sending it around the boards, and it comes up and out. And Hesenius sends it in right on net. Taken by Dawson. Into the left corner. Heinrichs sends it behind the corner to the right corner for Shapiro. It's loose in front. A shot by Shapiro, saved by Rockwell. And here come the Wildcats. Dumped it into the Middlebury zone. Shapiro with Fahey. And Lee now. Lee has it. Sends it across. Broken up by the defense. A shot. Saved by Rockwell. And Mike Rockwell doing a nice job keeping the Panthers off the board there. Panthers with a spurt of energy there and getting a couple of nice shots on net. We'll get a whistle. 10-12 left to play. Second period. Middlebury and Johnson and Wales tied at one. Opening round action. The 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. This face-off to the left of goaltender Mike Rockwell. Scarsella taking the face-off against Fahey. Won by Scarsella. Up and out. And that's going to come all the way down, and they'll say that that will be an icing. 10:04 left to play second period. Middlebury and Johnson and Wales tied at one. This face-off will come all the way back down to the left of Rockwell. Colburn winning the faceoff back into the corner, and it comes back out. And all the way back down, Connor Breen into the far side corner, leaving it for Ash, who sends it out. Puck now in the far side corner on the left side in the Wildcats defensive zone. They bring it out into neutral ice. Guderian brings it in. Goes to the right circle. He was looking to center it. Broken up by Alex Lee, who sends it out. Now right in front of the Middlebury bench, Lee dumps it in. Jordan Stone dumping it into the left corner. Jocelyn with it now for the Panthers. Sends it back behind Wisco. Cage with it now. Loses it to Guderian. Comes back to the point where Stone gets a shot on net that Wisco will hold on to. 8:55 left to play second period. 1-1. The Panthers and Wildcats. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco. Guderian taking the faceoff against Jocelyn. Jocelyn winning it back into the far side corner. Jocelyn with it still. Over to Allen. Allen in the right corner. It's loose in front. What a save by Rockwell. The puck behind the net. And the Panthers' Charlie Parson looking to center it to Jocelyn. And Jocelyn got a shot off, and Rockwell with a right leg keeping that out of the net. He has played well, not only this game, but especially this period. And this faceoff will be to his left. It's going to be Colburn taking it against Ty. Won by Colburn back behind the net, hits the official. And the Panthers not able to keep it in. It comes down to the Panthers' defensive zone. Connor Cassidy taking it now. He loses it to Heinrichs. Sends it out into neutral ice. Ty trying to keep it in. He can't do it. Colburn with it again. Colburn to Ty. He loses it to Ty. Tal Finberg off the boards, leaving it for Bechtel. Bechtel across to Cassidy. Cassidy loses it to Ty. Sends it around the boards. Over to Danner. Danner off the boards. It's kept in by Mormont. Nice play to keep it in. And it finally scoots out as the Panthers will try to get a change here. Finberg with a pass up to Mormont. Brings it in. Right circle. And a nice play. And the Panthers have a 2-on-0 here if they hurry. It's Powers and Danner. Powers on a breakaway. Saves it. He missed the first one. The puck went in the net and the lights are on, but we'll see what happens here. Powers raced it on a breakaway. He had Danner with him. And Rockwell made the save. Sort of fell awkwardly, and the puck came to the left side where Danner tried to put it in the net. And the puck eventually went in the net. And both lights are on, but no indication that this is a goal yet. A sloppy defensive play there. You can't have 2-on-0s. Things will not usually turn out well if you have those going on. And Mike Rockwell bailing his team out here in the second period. A couple of plays that he has done great things to keep the Panthers off the board here. So 7:26 left to play in the second period. It is 1-1. Middlebury and Johnson and Wales. Middlebury getting on the board early in the first period. Michael Fahey, his eighth of the year, giving Middlebury the 1-0 lead at 14:58 of the first period. And then in this period, the Wildcats' Brian Colburn getting his team on the board. His second of the year. That goal coming at 1:23 of the second period. So this faceoff is going to be to Rockwell's right. That long delay there, making sure that he was okay. He fell awkwardly after making that save. And the good thing, though, is that he is okay. All right, so it's going to be Danny Tai taking the faceoff for the Panthers. Against Rocchio, driven into the Panthers' defensive zone by Rocchio. Now in the right corner, the left corner, excuse me. Behind Wisco, Pezza trying to send it around. The Panthers doing a nice job keeping them away from their goaltender. And here comes Breen. Breen with a long pass to Danner. Danner shot, score! Matt Danner burying the biscuit. 13:04 of the second period. It is 2-1 Middlebury. A sloppy defensive play there by the Wildcats. Long pass from Connor Breen to Danner, who was using his speed, broke in on Rockwell and buried it over the blocker, making it 2-1. The Panthers regain the lead, and for Danner, that is his second goal of the year. Face off at center ice right now. It's going to be Michael Fahey against Scarsella, won by Scarsella. Dumped in by Glod and broken up by the Panthers. It's Lee, Fahey, and Tkachuk right now for Middlebury. So the second Middlebury goal is Danner from Breen at 13:04. Bernat racing into the Middlebury zone there after the faceoff. Colburn and Jocelyn, won by Colburn. And the puck now in the Middlebury zone. Bernat, Guderian, and Glod for Johnson and Wales. Lee, Fahey, and Tkachuk for the Panthers. And some sloppy play in the Middlebury zone. They had... There's a whole bunch of extracurricular activities going on here after the puck was driven in on Wisco. And for some reason, one of the Wildcats... Bernat went flying into him. I think he fell. I don't think he did it on purpose, but the Panthers' Spencer Cade taking exception to that, and rightly so. And so we will get a face-off here. 5:50 left to play, second period. 2-1 Middlebury. 23 shots on goal for the Panthers. 20 for the Wildcats. This face-off will be to Wisco's right. And now we have more penalties. The penalty box door open. Spencer Cage in there for the Panthers. And Connor Cassidy in there for the Wildcats. It is going to be Colburn taking the faceoff against Jocelyn. And we have another whistle. And Colburn getting kicked out of the faceoff circle. And now he's back in. Now Jocelyn kicked out of the faceoff circle. Colburn wins it back into the right corner. Back to the point. Finberg sends it into the right corner. The puck picked off by Jocelyn, who races in on Rockwell. Puck brought into the Middlebury defensive zone. Bechtel into the corner. Back to the point. A shot by Finberg. That one is wide. Comes back to the point where Hesenius lets it go. It comes around, taken by Dawson. Panthers have a 3-on-2 here if they hurry. Jocelyn, Dawson, and Allen now into the left corner. It comes up. Hesenius brings it in. A shot hits the post. You might have even heard that. A shot that hit the left part of the crossbar up into the netting. We have a whistle. 4:38 left to go in the second period. 2-1 Middlebury. And the latest series of penalties. Connor Cassidy, 2 minutes for roughing. And Spencer Cage, 2 minutes for roughing. Those penalties at 14:10 of the period. Face-off now deep in the Middlebury zone. In the left corner. Kevin McDonald trying to center it for Guderian. Broken up by the Panthers defense. Back to the right point. A shot by Guderian. Sticked into the right corner by Wisco. Long pass up to Pastor, who is pinching there. Puck taken away by McDonald. The long pass up to Guderian, who dumps it into the right corner. Brett Dineen back now to take it. He skates between the circles, and here they come. Blue line, red line, over to Shapiro, who brings it in on the left side. Shapiro stopping, looking for Powers. Powers sends it backhanded into the corner to Shapiro. Will he come with it now for the Wildcats in the right corner? Skies it up. Comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Ash off the boards to Lee, right in front of the Middlebury bench. As we're down to 3:15 left to play in the second period. The puck squirts all the way back down into the Middlebury defensive zone where Lee has it in front of the bench. He's got Kachuk with him, a shot. That one was blocked by Rodriguez, and it comes back into neutral ice where it's taken by Fahey. Fahey back to Dawson behind Wisco. Here comes Dawson skating across the red line, dumping it in into the far side corner. And it's taken by Pezza. Loses it to Fahey. Fahey was looking for Lee along the boards. Broken up by Withycombe. Right in front of the bench now. Lee has it. He sends it in deep. And the Panthers will get a change here as we're down to 2:20. Left to play in period two. Middlebury up 2-1. Along the near boards. A pass to Finberg, who drives it in. The near side corner. Dawson leaving it for Breen. Breen has it up to Ty. It's Pacini, Ty, and Heinrichs. Heinrichs has it in the left corner, looking to center it. He goes down. Taken by Rocchio. Pezza sends it around the boards. Into the corner there. Rocchio still with it. He loses it to Ty. Ty has got Pacini with him and also Cage. They dump it in, and the Panthers will get a change here as we're down to 1:32 left to play in the period. From behind their goal line there, here come the Wildcats. McDonald drives it in. Broken up by the Panthers, and Jocelyn has it. Jocelyn with an odd man rush. He stops. Over to Parsons. A shot by Jocelyn. Broken up. Back to the point to Dineen. A shot saved by Rockwell. He comes back out. Kept in by Jocelyn. Tries to hold it in at the point, but it squirts out. Back to Dineen. Dineen right in front of the Wildcats bench. The Wildcats hurry. They've got a 2-on-1, but Dineen gets back. And here come the Panthers. Allen brings it in along the far side boards. Looking to center it around. It's loose in front, saved by Rockwell. Back to the point and comes up and out where Connor Breen has it. He will take it in front of goaltender Adam Wisko, and Dawson brings it up, sends it in, a long shot. Rockwell will glove and hold on. 22.66 seconds left in the second period. And it is 2-1 Middlebury. 24 shots on goal for the Panthers and 21 for the Wildcats. This faceoff to the left of goaltender Mike Rockwell. Faceoff won by the Wildcats, sent all the way down. Breen has it behind Wisko, leaves it for Dawson. 10 seconds left in the period. A long pass to Fahey. Fahey at the top of the left circle. Fahey across to Powers. A shot that is broken up. And that'll do it. Some extracurricular activities here at the end of the period. But at the end of 40 minutes of play, the Panthers lead the Wildcats 2-1. We'll be back to recap second period action right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
for just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Opening round action of the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic between the Panthers and the Johnson & Wales University Wildcats. 1-0 Middlebury after the first 20 minutes, and then at the end of two, The Panthers leading this one 2-1. But it was at 1:23 of the second period that the Wildcats' Brian Colburn tied the game at one. Brian Colburn bringing it in. He drops it for Cassidy. Back to the point, a shot from Mormont. Deflected in front, shot! Loose in front by Colburn, saved by Wisco, and they put the rebound home. Puck loose in front, Wisco made the initial save. And at 1:23 of period two, the game is tied. On that play, Connor Bechtel, the Wildcats' leading scorer, getting the puck to Connor Cassidy, who was able to get that over to Colburn. Now, Wisco had made the initial save, but Colburn was able to bang the rebound home, and that made it 1-1 at 1:23 of the second period. However, end-to-end action for most of the period, and then at 13:04 of period two, the Panthers' Matt Danner put the Panthers up by one. Behind Wisco, Pezza trying to send it around. The Panthers doing a nice job keeping them away from their goaltender. Here comes Breen. Breen with a long pass to Danner. Danner shot. Score! Matt Danner burying the biscuit. 13:04 of the second period. It is 2-1 Middlebury. The Panthers' Adam Wisco making a great save at one end, getting it to Connor Breen. And the Panthers' defenseman making a long pass to the streaking Matt Danner, who beat the Wildcats goaltender Mike Rockwell to the blocker side for his second goal of the year. It was Danner, his second of the year, from Breen at 13:04. And that's where the scoring stayed at the end of two periods of play. 25 shots on goal so far for the Panthers, 20 for the Wildcats in that period, 13 for Middlebury, and 10 for the Wildcats. When we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and the NHL scoreboard. You are listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big, bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Ernie Galarza at Delakia. Here's a question for you. Which SUV has been J.D. Power's 2018 highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality 2 years in a row? The answer? Kia Sorento. So if you're looking for a deal on a top-rated SUV, listen up, smart people. Get a new 2019 Kia Sorento LX all-wheel drive for $26,470. No need to spend $40,000 on a top SUV when you could spend a lot less. Unbelievable value for the price. Plus, check out the Google and Facebook reviews for Delakia. We know how to treat people. Let us show you how we do it. Delakia in Plattsburgh, Delakia.com, home of the happy customer and the $75 dock fee. Treat yourself and your family during the light of the holiday sales event. Stop number 17159 SRP 30,535 includes $2,000 rebate tax, $75 dock fee extra for JD Power 2018. More information, visit JDPower.com.
Awards. Oh, what fun it is to drive and save the Delaware. Hey!
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
In between periods 2 and 3 here from the Chip Canyon 85 Arena, opening round action in the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey and the Middlebury College Hockey Intermission Report on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman, very happy to be with you. Great way to spend a Saturday. And after 40 minutes of play, Middlebury leading Johnson and Wales 2-1. Again, the Panthers leading 1-0 at the end of 20 minutes of play. Michael Fahey, his eighth of the season, from Camille Tkachuk and Cole Jocelyn, from Spencer Cage. 15:58 of the first period, giving Middlebury a 1-0 lead at the end of 20 minutes of play. And then in period two, the Wildcats, Brian Colburn getting the Wildcats on the board, his second of the year, from Connor Cassidy and Connor Bechtel at 1:23 of period two. That tied the game at one. And then at 13:04 of the second period, the Panthers' Matt Danner with a beautiful goal, his second of the year, from Connor Breen at 13:04, making it 2-1 after 40 minutes of play. 13 shots on goal in the period for Middlebury, 25 game total so far. And for the Wildcats, 10 in that period, a game total of 20 so far. Only one power play in that period. The Panthers had a short power play. They did not score. And so after 40 minutes of play in opening round action, the Panthers lead this game by a score of 2-1. Again, the winner of this game will play the winner of the late game. Next game coming up at 4 o'clock today between Hobart and the University of New England. The winner of this game will play the winner of that game tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the championship game. And the loser of this game will play the loser of the late game in the consolation game at 1 o'clock. And regardless of what happens, we will have the Middlebury game right here on WVTK. Time right now to take a look at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, and there are two games that are going on later today. They are not NESCAC games. They're out-of-conference games. Williams taking on Oswego State, that game at 7 o'clock. And then later tonight, it is going to be the Trinity College Bantams taking on Wisconsin Superior, that game out in Wisconsin, also at 7 o'clock. Time to take a peek at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. And there are a lot of games going on today, but most of them are not until tonight. The only game that's going on right now at the end of the second period, the Devils leading the Carolina Hurricanes by a score of 1-0. Some of the other games that will be going on, these are at 4 o'clock today. The Golden Knights taking on the Kings, the Sharks and Oilers. The Wild and Jets get together at 4 o'clock. Games at 7 o'clock. The Bruins dance with the Sabres, the Islanders and Maple Leafs, Capitals and Senators, Canadians and Lightning, Flyers and Panthers. At 8 o'clock, it's the Penguins and Blues, the Rangers and Predators, the Red Wings and Stars, and then some late games, the Blackhawks and Avalanche, Coyotes and Ducks, and the other late game out in Western Canada, the Canucks taking on the Calgary Flames at 10 o'clock. 2-1 Middlebury at the end of 40 minutes of play. When we come back, we will preview third period action. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey and the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Got the trucks and the deals during our big finish event at the number one selling Ram truck dealer all of New England.
Right here in Burlington, Vermont, we sold more Ram trucks than any other dealer in New England during the past 7 years. At Goss, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebate, great lease specials, and we have a massive inventory of the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
Lease a new 2019 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 for only $179 a month. That's right, only $179 a month for a four-wheel drive quad cab Ram.
Just call, click, or visit. We'll make getting into your cool new Ram fast and easy so you can drive away today. But hurry, our big finish event ends December 31st.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today. Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at GossCars.com.
Please go for 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, with 38.79 cash or trade equity down. Plus tax, title, dock, and reg to well-qualified lessees. Must have a competitive lease and household to qualify, and lease with Chrysler Capital. See salesperson for details about a $1,000 new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, 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 go.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, fly, ready, fly, ready.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch sees football games. Oh, what does that mean? Striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
About 2 minutes away from third period action here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Good afternoon, Bruce Zeman with you on 92.1 WBTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network. Opening round action, the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic between the Wildcats of Johnson and Wales University and the Middlebury College Panthers. Pretty exciting game so far, 2-1. After 40 minutes of play, the Panthers leading 1-0 at the end of one period. And then at the end of two, it is 2-1. Michael Fahey and Matt Danner, the goal scorers for the Panthers, and Brian Colburn for the Wildcats. And when I was doing the recap a few moments ago, I had mentioned that there was one power play for the Panthers, and I was going over my notes during that break there, and I couldn't find one. And the reason I couldn't find one is because there was a penalty assessed to the Wildcats number 21, Connor Bechtel, for hooking at 20 minutes of the second period. So even though the penalty hasn't started yet, it counts as a power play at the end of the second period. So that's where that comes from. So for the Wildcats, really an inopportune time to take a penalty, trailing by one and giving the Panthers a fresh sheet of ice to try to do some damage here. So it'll be the first power play of the game for Middlebury. And we'll see if they're able to do anything with that man opportunity. The Panthers this season 4 for 24 on the power play, 16.7%. And for Johnson and Wales, their penalty killing at 42 of 53, so 79.2%. So we'll see what gives here. We'll see if the Panthers are able to cash in and add to their lead here. We're just about 15 seconds away from the start of the third period. This period, the Panthers skating from left to right, the Wildcats from right to left. Again, Bechtel in the box for the Wildcats, a hooking minor at 20 minutes of the second period. And so the Panthers will start on the power play here. And Michael Fahey, who's got a goal this afternoon, taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Chad Guderian for the Wildcats. And here we go. One by Fahey. Back to Kachuk. Back to Dawson. To Cage. And the Panthers get their power play going here. Over to Fahey. Fahey, a long pass to Dawson. Brings it over the blue line in the left circle in the left corner now. Rodriguez there for the Wildcats. Over to Kachuk. In the middle of the right circle, behind the net, Fahey back to Dawson. Dawson with a shot deflected in front by Heinrichs. A shot. Oh, and Kachuk just missed roofing that one. It was bouncing, and he couldn't get a great shot. And we have a whistle here. And we'll see what that's about. 19:25 left to play third period, 2-1 Middlebury. A minute 26 left to go in the hooking minor to Connor Bechtel. This face-off to the right of goaltender Mike Rockwell, who's played well today for the Wildcats. Guderian winning the face-off. It comes back into the corner. And Hesenius sends it all the way down. It comes down on Wisco, who will leave it for Cage as the Panthers get their power play set up here. And here they come. Dawson racing along the left side, bringing it all the way in into the corner. Brendan has definitely got some speed, one of the best skaters in the conference. And the Wildcats able to get it out. It comes back, and Wisco has to come out. He was being pressured by Bernat. Bernat has it now. He takes it into neutral ice and will kill some time as we're down to 51 seconds left on the penalty. Dawson with it here along the boards. Long pass over to Allen. Allen on the near side boards tries to get it to the point, but no one home. McKee has it. He sends it over to Powers. Powers skating hard over the red line, over the blue line, brings it in the right circle. And Rocchio with a chop knocks it off his stick and takes it himself, brings it in on the left side. 10 seconds left in the penalty. Rocchio in front, and he scores! Rocchio along the boards just went in front, and he buried it. Shorthanded goal for the Wildcats. 1:51 of the third period. The game is tied. Strong individual effort there by Stephen Rocchio, the senior center from Johnstown, Rhode Island. And the Panthers give up a shorthanded goal, and the game is tied. That goal coming at 1:51 of period three. And for Rocchio, that is his first of the season. And it's Rocchio unassisted at 1:51 of period three. Big goal for the Wildcats there. So the penalty to Bechdel is over. We're back at even strength. This faceoff deep in the Wildcat zone. Ty taking the faceoff against Pezza, won by the Panthers. And it comes back to Dineen with a drive that goes wide. Ty has it back to the point. Centered in front. Pacini on the doorstep. Heinrichs takes it. Dancing in the circle. He's got Pacini. Pacini looking to center in front. Ty has it, banging away. Cleared out by the Wildcats defense. Back in the zone where Pastor takes it. Taken by Fahey. Fahey in the right corner goes down. Able to hop back up. Gets it over to Lee. Lee back to Dawson. Over to Breen at the point of wrist shot. Deflected. Lee with it in the right corner. Lee still with it, taken by Guderian. A long pass to Bernat. It's Glad, Guderian, and Bernat for the Wildcats. For the Panthers, it's Lee, Fahey, and Tkachuk. Tkachuk skies it out into neutral ice. It's taken by Glad. Glad brings it in. Over to Bernat. Comes in front. And taken by Fahey. Fahey over the red line. Loses it. Fahey with it again. Taken by Stone. Jordan Stone for the Wildcats. Bring it over to Rodriguez. Rodriguez gets a shot. A puck over to Glad, who takes a shot. It is gloved by Wisco, who will hold on. 16:02 left to play, third period. The game is tied. Middlebury and the Wildcats tied at two. 25 shots for the Panthers, 22 for the Wildcats. This faceoff to the left of Wisco. It's Colburn against Powers. Won by Colburn. Taken by Jocelyn now in the near side corner. Nice job by Bechdel keeping in a shot. By Colburn, saved by Wisco to the left corner. It's taken by Jocelyn. Finally able to get it out. Dumped in by Parsons, and the Panthers will get a change here. A much-needed change. Allen, Jocelyn, and Parsons were out there, and they were able to get a partial change. Here comes Cassidy. Cassidy with a drive. That one is wide. Back to the point. It's taken by Mormont. And Power is able to dump it into the near side corner. Asenius along the boards. He was looking for Cassidy. Finally comes out, taken by Power. He loses it. He gets it over to Danner. Danner with a drive that Rockwell will hold on to. And we will get a faceoff. 15:02 left to play, third period. 2-2 Middlebury and the Johnson and Wales University Wildcats. Opening round action. The 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. Powers taking the face-off against Scarsella. Won by Powers. Back to the point where Dawson drives it around. Taken by Danner. He backhands it to Shapiro. Shapiro dancing behind the net. It centers it in front. And a nice play by Graham Day to break that up. Satie, Scarsella, and Day out there now for the Wildcats. For the Panthers, it's Danner, Powers, and Shapiro. forwards. Puck scoots out of the Wildcat zone into the Middlebury zone. Sete has it. It's bouncing between the circles. It's taken by Husenius, a shot that is wide. 14-10 left to play third period. 2-2 Middlebury and Johnson and Wales. Husenius and Rodriguez out there on the blue line for the Wildcats. Husenius drives it in. And it's taken by Rodriguez off the boards. Ty picks it up for the Panthers around to Pacini. Here comes Rocchio, one of the goal scorers today for the Wildcats. He rushes in, back behind Wisco. Pezza with it now for the Wildcats. Comes up and outside the zone. Taken by Rodriguez. Carlson brings it in. Takes a shot that is saved by Wisco. 13:25 left to play third period. 2-2, Middlebury and Johnson and Wales from the Chip Canyon 85 Arena. Great place to see a hockey game here at Middlebury College. The face-off to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco. It is going to be Guderian against Fahey, won by Guderian back into the corner. He's coming out into the right circle. He's got it over to Glad. Glad, Guderian, and Bernat. Guderian in the left corner. Tries to center it. It's off the net. And Wisco will hold on as we hit 13:02 left to play in regulation. 26 shots on goal for the Panthers. 24 for the Wildcats. This faceoff will be to Wisco's right. Fahey taking it against Colburn. One by Colburn. And Cassidy is able to get a shot off. Cassidy, Colburn, and Bechtel now for the Wildcats. And for the Panthers, it's Lee, Fahey, and Kachuk. Kachuk with it at the top of the right circle, but it comes out. Husenius brings it out for the Wildcats into the Middlebury zone. A shot, that one whistles wide. Around the boards all the way and taken by Colburn. And Breen back to get things set up for the Panthers. A pass up from Dawson to Parsons. Parsons has got Lee racing towards net. It's centered in front. And a big hit by Cassidy on Lee. And Cassidy sends it out. Taken by Dawson up to Jocelyn. Jocelyn has got Parsons and Allen with him. Tries to center it. Broken up by Bechtel. Bechtel up to Cassidy. Cassidy in the left circle tries to get around Breen, but that did not happen. Breen now in the far side corner along the boards with Guderian. 11:50 left to play third period. 2-2 Middlebury and Johnson and Wales. The puck now in neutral ice, sent into the Middlebury zone by Tal Finberg. He loses it to Glad. Glad shot, save Wisco. And the puck comes out. Here comes Johnson along the wall. Right in front of the Wildcats bench, taken away by Glad. Glad brings it in. Stolen by Jocelyn. Jocelyn with it along the boards. He was looking for Danner. He has that taken away by Rodriguez. Sete brings it in. He goes down. No call. Here come the Panthers. Powers brings it in. He's got Shapiro. Shapiro breaking to that shot. And all sorts of chaos in front here. As it comes out, the Panthers are offsides. Shapiro went right into Rockwell, but I believe he was pushed. So Zach not too happy about that. But the referee is letting the guys play. So the puck now in the left corner, deep in the Middlebury zone. Shapiro, Powers, and Danner. Sete for the Wildcats with Scarsella and Day, and the Panthers come out into the zone, taken by Pezza. Shot by Pastor, who was pinching. Taken away by Pezza. and it's sent out into neutral ice. The Panthers' Spencer Cage racing back to get it in front of his goaltender. Leaves it over to Pastor. Long pass over to Alex Heinrichs. Heinrichs to Tkachuk. Trying to go between the circles. Nice play by Pezza to break that up. Back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Taken by Tkachuk. He was looking for Danny Tai. And we'll get a whistle there. So the faceoff will come back into the Middlebury defensive zone. This faceoff to the right of goaltender Adam Wisko, who's made 23 stops today. Rocchio taking the faceoff against Tai. Won by Tai. Back into the left corner. Off the boards to Heinrichs. Long pass over to Tkachuk. Shot saved by Rockwell. Tkachuk got a shot off from a bad angle. Rockwell making the save. Mike Rockwell, busy afternoon. 27 shots, 25 saves. Rockwell's a big boy. 6'5", 170. So very tall, but not that stocky, but playing well today. Jocelyn taking the face off against Guderian to the right of Rockwell. Won by Guderian, and it's taken by Rodriguez up to Glad. Glad brings it in, broken up by the Panthers, up to Jimmy McKee. Jocelyn racing in the right circle, stops on a dime, looks to center it, save Rockwell, it's loose in front. Parsons trying to get the hold of the rebound, and a nice job by the defense there for the Wildcats. A lot of action in front there. McKee bringing it in, a shot, a bouncing puck. And some more extracurricular shoving and pushing after the whistle. 9:04 left to play, third period. 2-2 Middlebury and Johnson and Wales. Rockwell making that stop. This faceoff will come to his left. It looks like it's going to be Michael Fahey taking the faceoff against Colburn. Won by Colburn. Back into the corner. Over to Cassidy. Cassidy, Colburn, and Bechtel out there. Bechtel at the left circle. Tries to center it. Broken up by the Panthers' defense. Tkachuk gets it out to Fahey. Here comes Fahey, one on two. Fahey with a shot save. And that took a weird bounce into one of the jerseys of one of his defensemen. And here come the Wildcats into the zone. Cassidy racing into the right corner. He was trying to center it to Bechtel, who lost his stick. Comes back out into neutral ice, where it is sent, driven back in by Hesenius. The puck bounces around, and Wisko will grab that. He has seen enough. Not taking any chances. 8:17 left to play, third period. 2-2 Middlebury and Johnson and Wales. Opening round action in the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. This faceoff to Wisco's left. Powers taking the faceoff against Scarsella. Won by Scarsella. Back to the point. Shot from Hesenius. Saved by Wisko. Taken by Dawson. Up to Danner. Danner to Powers. Powers in the far side corner, looking for Joslin. Broken up by Finberg. Danner able to keep it in. Powers has it now. Over to Danner. Taken away by Scarsella. Scarsella skates over the red line. And it's brought into the Middlebury zone. And bodies are starting to fly a little bit here. This is definitely some physical play. All clean. But the hitting is definitely happening here. And as the shot comes into the Middlebury, the Wildcats defensive zone, Danner with a shot. Another shot from Tai, saved by Rockwell. And he will hold on. 7:19 left to play, third period. 2-2, Middlebury and Johnson and Wales. And the Panthers, 31 shots so far in this game. 31 shots, 29 saves. And for the Wildcats, 26 shots, 24 saves. Tai taking the face off here against Rocchio, won by Rocchio. Oda Rodriguez, who was trying to get it out, and the Panthers able to keep it in. Panthers still able to keep it in. It's still in the zone, but it scoots out as Pacini sends it back to McKee, who will set things up. A long pass to Heinrichs. Heinrichs has got Pacini streaking a shot locked. It comes up and out, and we'll see if that's far enough for icing. And they will say no, icing waved off. Now in the far corner, Victor Carlson, the puck in the right circle, trying to get it on net, broken up by McKee. He's played a good game tonight, defensively very, very strong. Good game so far for the senior from Darien, Connecticut. The puck now off the boards, hitting the official and coming back to one of the Panthers. Mitch Allen sending it into the right corner, looking for Parsons. Broken up by Stone, off the boards, back to Pastor. Allen with a shot blocked by Whitcomb. Comes right back to him. He lets it go again. Back into the near corner. Kept by Allen. Sends it back to Jocelyn. Jocelyn between the circles. It is broken up by Whitcomb and it comes out. Back into the Wildcats defensive zone. After the faceoff, it was Scarcella against Fahey, won by Scarcella. Back into the corner, taken by Colburn. Cassidy, Colburn, and Bechtel for the Wildcats. And the Panthers counter with Lee, Fahey, and Kachuk. Puck neutralized, dumped in now, picked up by Breen behind his netminder, looking for Dawson. Dawson back to Breen. Breen a long pass up to Lee. Lee on the left side. He's got Kachuk and Fahey. Fahey at the top of the left circle. Drops a nice pass to Dawson, who pinches. Dawson now in the right corner. Center back in front. A drive on the top of the circles. Fahey, it's loose in front. And Rockwell with another save. The Panthers getting a couple of great scoring opportunities there. 4:43 left to play, third period. 2-2. Middlebury and Johnson in Wales, the opening round of the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. An exciting game so far. Scarcella taking the faceoff against Powers to the right of Rockwell. Won by Scarcella into the corner, sent around by Hesenius. Taken by Danner. Danner loses it to Satie. Satie, Scarcella, and Day for the Wildcats. Scarcella now with a shot from the circle. Scarcella getting a shot from the right circle that Wisco sent into the netting. 4:22 left to play, third period. 2-2, the Panthers and Wildcats. Looks like we're setting ourselves up for an exciting finish here. Ty taking the faceoff for the Panthers. Ty kicked out of the faceoff circle. Scarcella in there. Parsons now for the Panthers against Scarcella. Scarcella wins the faceoff, but it comes out of the zone into neutralized right now in front of the Panthers bench. Taken by Allen. Allen holds it along the boards for Parsons behind the net. Now in the far side corner to Ty. Ty over to Pastor, who's pinching in. Finberg sends it around, kept in by the Panthers. A shot blocked. Back to the point. A drive by Pastor. That one is blocked as well. Panthers bringing some pressure here. 3:45 left to play, third period in this tie game. Spencer Cage dipsy-doodling in front of the net. And the Wildcats need to get this one out. This puck has been in the air in their zone for a while here. Looks like they might need a change, but they have not been able to get it out. So off the boards, they are finally able to get it out. And as Sete sends it in, they will get a much-needed change. Pastor taking the puck for the Panthers right here along the boards. Long pass up to Kamil Kachuk into the left corner. He's met by Stone. taken by Carlson, who is offsides. So we'll get a face-off right outside the Middlebury defensive zone, the red dot. And Stefan Rocchio, one of the goal scorers today for Johnson and Wales. He scored a shorthanded goal at 1:51 of this period to tie the game. He will take the face-off against Jocelyn, won by Rocchio. And sent the puck into the Middlebury defensive zone, taken by Shapiro. Shapiro, the circle, a shot, save Rockwell. Back to the point. It's loose in front. Shot, score! Owen Powers, Mr. Johnny, on the spot. He buries it. It's 3-2 Middlebury. Lots of hard work on that play by the Panthers. Rockwell made the initial save, and Owen Powers buries the rebound. 17:15 of the third period. It is 3-2 Middlebury. Hard work on that play by the Panthers. Rockwell making the initial stop, and Owen Powers right there to bang home the rebound. And a big goal for the Panthers. Jocelyn taking the faceoff against Guderian. And a long pass. Kevin McDonald sending it in. He brings it in, takes a shot. That Wisco gets in his trapper, and he will hold on. So this faceoff to Wisco's left. Back to the point. It's taken by Glad. Glad behind Wisco. 2:20 left to play third period. 3-2 Middlebury. It's Glad, Guderian, and Bernat being held along the boards by Breen. So the face-off right outside the Wildcats defensive zone. It's Fahey and Guderian, won by Fahey. The puck at neutral ice, and the Wildcats have pulled their netminder. So there's 1:37 left to go in the third period. We have a whistle here. We'll see what this is about. Just to recap here, Owen Powers getting the goal there for Middlebury. It's his fourth of the season from Brendan Dawson and Zach Shapiro. 17:45 of period three. Colburn taking the faceoff against Heinrichs, won by Colburn. Driven in, but the Wildcats' net is empty. Comes all the way back, taken by Hesenius over to Colburn. So keep in mind here, the Wildcats have got the extra attacker for to try to get the equalizer here. 1:13 left to go in the third period. It's in front. And the Wildcats doing a good job keeping it in the zone. Trevor Mormont sending it in. 1 minute to go in the third period. It's taken by Satie, saved by Wisco in the corner. And Breen was going for the empty net there, broken up by the Wildcats. And the Panthers not able to get that all-important final goal here. Brought in. Long pass over to Satie. Shot, save, Wisco. Down to 30 seconds left. Over to Shapiro. Shoots. Can't hit the empty net. 23 seconds left to go. Long pass, Colburn bringing it in. Comes deep, taken by Dawson. off the boards, and it's up and out. And they are offsides. And that's going to do it. Middlebury winning this game 3-2, punching their ticket to the championship game tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock. In the Middlebury College Holiday Classic. We'll be back to talk about it right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where the Middlebury College Panthers have punched their ticket to the championship game in the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic by beating the Johnson & Wales University Wildcats 3-2. A very, very exciting game. 1-0 Middlebury after one, 2-1 Middlebury after two. But as we got the third period starting, 1:51 into the third period, the Wildcats' Stephen Rocchio tied the game at two. And Rocchio with a chop, knocks it off his stick, and takes it himself, brings it in on the left side. 10 seconds left in the penalty. Rocchio in front, and he scores! Rocchio along the boards just went in front, and he buried it. Short-handed goal for the Wildcats. Rocchio getting his first of the season. Just individual hard work. Came along the left side, went right in front of the Panthers' netminder, and buried it. It's his first of the season. It was a big goal for the Wildcats that tied the game at two at 1:51 of the third period. But as we've seen with the Panthers seemingly all year this year, somebody stepped up to make a difference and give the Panthers the win. And it happened at 7:15 of the third period when the Panthers' Owen Powers scored his fourth of the season. And sent the puck into the Middlebury defensive zone, taken by Shapiro. Shapiro, the circle, a shot, save Rockwell. Back to the point. It's loose in front, shot, score! Owen Powers, Mr. Johnny on the spot! He buries it! It's 3-2 Middlebury! Lots of hard work on that play by the Panthers. Rockwell made the initial save, and Owen Powers buries the rebound. 17:15 in the third period. It is 3-2 Middlebury. Just an awesome example of hard work and teamwork on that play there. Zach Shapiro gets the puck back to Brendan Dawson at the point, who takes a shot. It's blocked. The initial save is made by Rockwell, but Owen Powers burying the rebound, his fourth of the year. And that, my friends, was the game winner. The Panthers win this one 3-2. When we come back, we'll talk about the game's three stars. You are listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Ernie Galarza at Della Mitsubishi Plattsburgh. This message is for business owners looking for that deal you just can't pass up. Mitsubishi just announced their new fleet program, and it's a stunner. Want some numbers? Here they are. Save up to $8,000 off MSRP on 2019 Outlanders, $5,500 off MSRP on 2019 Eclipses, $4,500 off 2019 Mirages. These are huge discounts, and they're on our hottest sellers. Don't have a Mitsubishi fleet account? We can get you one. Most businesses need to spend money before year's end. So, if you want the best value for your money, you need to contact our fleet department at Della Mitsubishi. Call Jim Goss at 518-324-3327 and ask about the fleet discount. Or visit us online at DellaMitsubishi.com. Whatever you do, don't miss this opportunity to save thousands of dollars on brand new Mitsubishis for your business. Limited time offer. Discounts include $6,500 fleet on Outlander, $4,500 Eclipse, $4,000 Mirage. Minimum of two vehicles must be sold to a business with MMNA fleet number.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Goss got the trucks and the deals during our big finish event at the number one selling Ram truck dealer in all of New England.
Right here in Burlington, Vermont, we sold more Ram trucks than any other dealer in New England during the past 7 years. At Goss, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebates, and great lease specials, and a massive inventory of over 75 heavy-duty Rams. Check out the deals on these 3/4-ton and 1-ton pickups.
Save a minimum of 12% off MSRP on all in-stock new 2018 Ram 2500 and 3500 model pickup trucks. That's right, 12% off MSRP.
Just call quick or visit, we'll make getting in your cool new Ram fast and easy so you can drive away today. But hurry, our big finish event ends December 31st.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today. Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at gosscars.com.
MSRP is the manufacturer's suggested retail price, not necessarily the price paid by the average consumer. See salesperson for details about our $1,000 new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, 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 go.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Well, welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. And if I sound like I'm hoarse, I am, because I'm so excited. What a great game this afternoon. The Middlebury College Panthers defeating the Johnson & Wales University Wildcats 3-2, punching their ticket to the championship game tomorrow at 4 o'clock here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The Panthers leading 1-0 after the first period, 2-1 after two. The game was tied until 17:15 of the third period when Owen Powers scored just an amazing goal. A lot of hard work. Zach Shapiro and Brendan Dawson getting the assists. Middlebury winning this game 3-2. Time right now for the game's three stars as chosen by yours truly. And a very, very entertaining game on both sides. The third star from the Johnson and Wales University Wildcats, number 22, Stephen Rocchio, the 5'8", 150-pound senior from Johnston, Rhode Island, scoring a big goal at 1:51 of this period, tying the game and making the Panthers sweat a little bit. He did some hard work along the boards, going right in front of the Panthers goaltender, Adam Wisco. Hard work on his part, scoring a shorthanded goal, his first of the season, and tying the game at 2. Star number 2 from the Panthers, number 25, Michael Fahey. He has been Mr. Offense all season for the Panthers, scoring his 8th goal of the year at 14:58 of the first period, giving the Panthers the early lead. He is our second star. And the number 1 star of the game from the Panthers, number 1, a goaltender, Adam Wisco, 30 shots on goal. He made 28 stops, many of them a highlight variety. So goaltender Adam Wisco picking up the win today. He is our number 1 star of the game. When we come back, we will take a final look at the NESCAC scoreboard, the Fire and Ice Restaurant NHL scoreboard. We'll look at the second game that's getting ready to go on here between Hobart and the University of New England, and preview tomorrow's game, the championship game that the Panthers will play in at 4 o'clock, and some final thoughts. You are listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Well, if you wanted exciting hockey, if you caught our game today, you will certainly have not been disappointed. Middlebury College Panthers punching their ticket to the championship game tomorrow afternoon here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, winning their opening round matchup against the Johnson and Wales University Wildcats 3-2. A very, very exciting game. Owen Powers scoring the game winner late in the game, 17:15 of the third period, and again giving the Middlebury College Panthers their ticket to the championship game tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The pregame show will be right here on WBTK at 3:30. Of course, the Panthers, the defending champion. So we'll be able to see if they're able to put that magic in the bottle again and repeat as tournament champions. A couple of other games going on tonight as we check out the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard. Not NESCAC games, out-of-conference games. Williams taking on Oswego State at 7 o'clock. That game on the road for the Williams team. That game at 7 o'clock tonight. And the Trinity College Bantams on the road in Superior, Wisconsin, taking on Wisconsin Superior. And so for just about all the teams, they will be back in conference play next week. Taking a look right now at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. Only one game is underway. All the other games are later today. 4:16 left to go in the third period. The Devils leading the Carolina Hurricanes 1-0. Games that are getting underway at 4 o'clock, the Golden Knights and Kings, Sharks and Oilers, Wild and Jets. At 7 o'clock, the Bruins getting together with the Sabres, the Islanders taking on the Maple Leafs, Capitals and Senators, Canadians and Lightning, Flyers and Panthers. At 8 o'clock, it's the Penguins and Blues, the Rangers and Predators, the Red Wings and Stars, Blackhawks and Avalanche, and then the late games, the Coyotes and Ducks. And then the game out west at 10 o'clock, the Vancouver Canucks taking on the Calgary Flames. However, for the Panthers, they will be playing tomorrow here in the championship game, 4 o'clock, here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The championship round of the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. Game two, however, of the opening round is going to take place in about 45 minutes from now. It's going to feature the Hobart Statesmen and the University of New England Nor'easters. That should actually be a pretty good game. Hobart is ranked 15th at 7-4-0, and the University of New England is 7-3-0. They're ranked 11th that game at 4 o'clock. And so the winner of that game will play the Panthers tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and the loser of that game will play Johnson and Wales at 1 o'clock. Now, if you're wondering how the Panthers fared against these teams, Middlebury possesses a narrow 3-1-1 advantage in the all-time series with Hobart, as these two programs last met on January 3rd, 2015, with the Statesmen skating to a 4-1 victory in the Middlebury Holiday Classic Championship game. And as for the University of New England, the Panthers have played them just twice, earning a 5-0 home victory on December 5th, 2009, followed by a 7-1 road victory on December 4th, 2010. The victory that the Panthers just got over Johnson and Wales was their first one all time. So the Panthers winning today 3-2, a very, very exciting game. Big win for the Panthers as they get their second part of the, I guess you could call it the second part of the 2018-2019 season. They get that started, and so they will play for the championship tomorrow at 4 o'clock here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. We'll be with you starting at 3:30 with the pregame show on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. And so the final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, Middlebury 3, Johnson and Wales 2. That will do it for today. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast. On behalf of our engineer, Jimmy Tai, who did his usual terrific job, and myself, Bruce Zeman, I want to thank you for listening again. We will join you tomorrow at 3:30 with the pregame show, and the Panthers will take on the winner of either Hobart or the University of New England championship round action in the 2018 Middlebury College Holiday Classic. You have been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Monument Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Shear Chevrolet, Free Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WBTK and more information, visit 921WBTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WBTK.